I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, May 4th. The Dayton Police Department has suspended its fixed automated license plate reader program following what the city manager described as, quote, egregious violations of policy, end quote. The city prohibits using data from the cameras for immigration-related searches. But the city says it uncovered more than 7,100 of those inquiries from agencies nationwide. WYSO's Nick Herkman explains.
On Friday afternoon, Dayton Police Chief Cameron Offsell announced the indefinite suspension of the use of fixed automated license plate readers pending an independent review.
An internal review revealed that a network sharing feature had been enabled, allowing data to be accessed more broadly than intended and what was authorized to us by our commission.
Dayton City Manager Shelley Dickstein also attended Friday's press conference.
While the investigation to date does not indicate intentional wrongdoing or misuse by our officers, as Chief Afsell reported earlier, it does reveal egregious violations of policy and has certainly led to a deterioration of trust within our commission as well as within our community.
Melissa Bertolo of the Coalition on Public Protection has appeared at City Commission meetings to warn about the potential dangers of surveillance technology.
There was a public hearing then, and for the police to acquire the license plate readers, and there was a lot of pushback from the community at that point, telling the police that you don't have safeguards in place. I mean, telling the commission that these safeguards are not here, and laying out all of the same concerns that we just saw. Like, this was predicted, unfortunately, that this is what was going to happen by acquiring this technology.
In January, the city of Dayton received a grant to expand its ALPR program with 27 new cameras. Offsell said Friday it wouldn't go forward with that expansion at this time. For WYSO News, I'm Nick Herkman.
And Mayor Shanice Turner-Sloss and Commissioner Daryl Fairchild say this breach is not an isolated incident. They called for more information to be released and a review of the city manager's performance. Middletown City Schools Board of Education chose E. Elgin Card as the district's next superintendent. He replaces current Middletown Superintendent Deborah Hauser. She'll retire this summer after 18 years in the district. Card has been superintendent of Princeton City Schools since 2023. Before that, he was principal of Lakota West High School. Middletown Board President Chris Urso touted Card's long career in public education in a statement. Urso says the new leader brings a strong vision for the future and passion for expanding opportunities for all children. Card will take over on August 1st. The fastest growing age demographic in Ohio is people over 65, which is expected to reach 25% of the state's population by 2040. With that in mind, the state is launching an online tool to help older Ohioans and their caregivers access to information and resources that have long been scattered in different places and hard to find. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
The Ohio Aging Compass includes three main sections: a navigator to compare more than 1,700 long-term care facilities, a hub for resources on healthy aging, such as articles and local services, and a dashboard to explore data on older Ohioans. Department of Aging Director Ursel McElroy says it simplifies a process that's been fragmented.
It is an iterative foundation in our work toward fewer clicks, clearer pathways, and more accessible resources for older Ohioans.
And McElroy says if the technology isn't available or is a challenge, workers at various local agencies will be available by phone to help people find information on the site. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A red cardinal is the official state bird, and red carnations are the official state flowers. But the state does not have an official cryptid. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports there is bipartisan support to make Frogman, the legendary creature in the Loveland area, the official state cryptid.
It may not be real, but Republican State Representative Gene Smith and Democratic Representative Tristan Rader say Frogman should be the official state cryptid.
It's become such a myth and legend that there's not even a festival.
It's a huge draw to the community.
Schmidt and Rader say the celebration of the creature rakes in tourism dollars, but it's not a shoe-in. Mike Polk with WKYC in Cleveland has covered some recent sightings of Bigfoot.
I think it should be up to the people. I don't think that we should. It should just be done in you know, smoke-filled back rooms.
Polk is joking and says he could see merit in Frogman too. For her part, Schmidt says it's fun for lawmakers to debate something like this.
You know what? Sometimes you got to have a little fun in what you're doing.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Frogman may like the weather later this afternoon and this evening if the forecast comes to pass. We're talking about a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a slight chance of some gusty storms this afternoon and this evening. A high today will be in the upper 70s. We'll have rain chances through midweek. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, May 4th. I'm Mike Fraser.